This is the CMR for the September the 24th edition. On the phone line with us, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana, to look at the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Farmers busy in your area today, or have they taken out most of what was ready?
No, they're flying along with the combines over here. We're hearing some actually pretty exceptional yields in the beans here now. Probably the low end of what we're picking up is in the mid-50s, and then sort of in the mid-60s for the higher end of things. But a lot of those 58 to 62 bushel beans.
Was that expected in your part of the world?
Pleasantly, we were expecting it early, and then, of course, after the long, hot, dry spell at the end of August, we were concerned. But so far, at least the early beans have been doing really well.
And those who've been out picking corn have found what?
They found that it hasn't dried down a lot in the last 2 weeks. Still a lot of it is up close to 30, and we're not just seeing this dry down a lot, but they're also seeing lots and lots of bushels that they get to dry.
Yeah, are they seeing the ship, the quick ships go away as well?
You know, the quick shipment bids have pretty well died down over an area. It's going to continue to see if there were some of the ethanol plants that did rail in some corn and start up a little early on this, if they will that. But I think the quick shipment bids are few and far between right now.
Ethanol plants starting to struggle a little bit to make money per gallon, do you think?
Well, I think they're struggling right now to find enough corn to keep running at full blast every day. So if they have to pay up those premiums, they definitely would be struggling at making money.
What are you suggesting to producers as they look forward into the month of October? And I suppose maybe you might talk about their crop insurance and the kinds of things they need to think about as they're watching the corn roll into the combine head.
You know, I mean, basically, as we look, there is a decent carry in the corn market. We're 448 and three quarters now for the Dease. You look out to July, it's 476. So there is definitely an offer of carry in the corn market. There is no offer like that in the bean market. And we're hearing all of our commercial friends tell us that basically the farmer does seem to be much more willing to sell beans, and he's talking about storing the corn.
And that's what the market is telling them to do.
It sure is.
And is that what you think they should do?
Well, I think so. Now, the trick is going to be, do we want to lock in some sort of carry for that time frame or not, along as we go? But as long as the yields stay up like this, it's going to be awfully hard to get a big rally out of the corn market right now, Todd.
Are you willing to lock it in that case?
I think, you know, depending on what you have sold or what you don't have sold, but you're on the very low end of things, I think that locking in part of it wouldn't be an all bad idea.
All right. Thanks so much. Anything else before I let you go?
That's about it today, Todd.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon.